Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Jackie Ward and Chris Gulkey with the Indianola Hope Foundation about their upcoming fundraiser.
What is the Indianola Hope Foundation?
We are a 501c3 foundation. We formed in 2009-2010, and we are former teachers who realize that children need to come to school feeling safe, having enough food, knowing they're going home to their family or whoever their caregivers are. We tend to their five basic needs of food, clothing, shelter, transportation, and medical needs. Those are the five basic areas that we help families with. Our primary criteria is that the children need to be enrolled in the Indianola School District.
And how does the Indianola Hope Foundation accomplish this mission?
We have several people that contact us. Sometimes it's an individual that's heard about us and they just call us on their own. Sometimes it's a teacher, a bus driver, a principal, a guidance counselor from the school that contact us as well. And once we get the information that we need, then we kind of take it on as on our own, so they don't have to have that on their plate as well. We just take it over and follow it through to its logical conclusions that way.
Talk about the relationship that you have with the schools, with the bus drivers, with teachers. I mean, that takes a while to build up, correct?
Correct. And since we all taught in the schools, we already knew several of the guidance counselors and the staff. So we are in the process now of learning all of our new staff members and getting to know them. Art Satoff, the superintendent, has been wonderful in communicating with the staff about Hope Foundation needs.
And talk a little bit about what the public can do to help out. What does the Indianola Hope Foundation need the most?
The thing that we need the most is money, because we don't know what needs are coming to us ahead of time. We aren't able to store food or store clothing, so having money in our bank account is how we can meet the specific needs of the issues that come before us. So money is the main thing. And then just them helping spread the news about us to other people so that more people can find out about what we do and how we do it.
Absolutely. And there's a little event coming up as well to help raise that money. And tell us a little bit about what's coming up Saturday.
St. Thomas Aquinas Church is sponsoring a trivia night with all proceeds going to the Hope Foundation on Saturday night, February 2nd, at St. Thomas Aquinas Church.
All right. Who's all invited, and run us through that night a little bit?
Well, anybody can come. They have put the word out in the community and in their church, and we've spread the word too. So anybody can come that wants to.
All right, and what are the details? When does it start? And what should people, I guess, expect as far as trivia teams or topics, or just kind of brush up on everything?
Anybody's interested, please contact St. Thomas Aquinas Church in Indianola. The tables are 4 to 6 people. There will be a lasagna dinner served and snacks, and just a very fun evening of trivia. There will be door prizes and raffle tickets also.
All right, for events like this coming up in the future, what is the best way for me if I didn't know anything to learn about events like these?
Well, we have a website, www.indianolahope.org, and we also have a Facebook page, Indianola Hope, so those would be good places. And this radio station would be a great place, too, because we're going to be feeding into them so that they can keep you up to date on what's going on with us.
Well, thank you so very much. And again, just one final time, wrap up what the Indianola Hope Foundation is and what you hope to accomplish and just kind of the goals of the foundation.
We want children to be able to go to school, being fed, having the proper clothing, and not worrying about their basic needs and just being able to listen and learn.
And how can people help out? Where should they donate money to if they want to become interested?
Well, we have it all set up on our Facebook page so that you can donate several different ways, through PayPal, through an ACH, through your bank. You can also send checks too as well. So
our mailing address is Post Office Box 408, Indianola, Iowa.
Thanks to Jackie Ward and Chris Gulkey for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.